Rabbi Binyamin Aaron Troy.
Shus of the Olam, we all know the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Abor Rosh Hashanim Heim. There's four Rosh Hashanahs, and the last one which is listed is Chamisha Osa B'Shvat. Chamisha Osa B'Shvat is a Rosh Hashanah. Another thing we all know, that on Chamisha Osa B'Shvat, we don't say Tachnun. Now what's the reason we don't say Tachnun on Chamisha Osa B'Shvat? So the Gaon in Shulchan Aruch says the reason we don't say Tachnun on Chamisha Osa B'Shvat, just like all the other Dalad Rosh Hashanim, all the other four Rosh Hashanim are a Yontav, so Chamisha Osa B'Shvat is also a Yontav, and if it's a Yontav, you don't say Tachnun. So the perish on the Gaon, called the Sefer Domestic Eliezer, it's an old Sefer, the Mishnah Berurah already brings down this Sefer, and he says, which four Rosh Hashanim are we talking about? Now, in the first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah, the four Rosh Hashanim are Echad B'Nissan, Echad B'Elul, and Echad B'Tishri, and there's Chamisha Osa B'Shvat. Those, do we know that they are a Yontif? Rosh Chodesh, yeah. Echad B'Elul, yeah. Echad B'Nissan, we don't say Tachnun, yeah, because Rosh Chodesh is Tachnun. But do we know that they are a Yontif? So he says, the domestic, Rosh Hashanah is Taka Yontif, yeah. So the domestic Eliezer says, as Pshat in the Gaon is, he means another four Rosh Hashanahs. We all know the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, there's four Rosh Hashanahs. There's another four Rosh Hashanahs. The Mishnah daf tes zayin o medalef in Rosh Hashanah. Ba'abor prokeim ho'olam nidan. Four times the Rabbeinu Shloilem is done in the world. Pesach al atvua, atzeres on shvuas, al peretz ilon. Rosh Hashanah kol bo'o olam oibrim lefonov. And the b'chag nidoinim alamayim. There's four times in the year the Rabbeinu Shloilem is down the world, and whenever the Rabbeinu Shloilem is down the world, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis says it is called Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that Atzeres is called Rosh Hashanah, and that's why we have to lay in B'chukosai before Shavuos, Kedesh Tichle Shana V'Killoiseo. So whenever there is a din, when the Rabbeinu Shloilem has done the world, it is called Rosh Hashanah, and a new year starts. So these four times when the Rabbeinu Shloilem has done the world, it's called Rosh Hashanah, and if it's called Rosh Hashanah, and they are Yomim Tovim, so Mela Zok Degon, the Chamisha Osa B'Shvat, is also a Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah calls it Rosh Hashanah, and Mela is going to be called a Yom Tov. The question on the Gaon is, Ad Bishloime, the other four Rosh Hashanim, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, and Rosh Hashanah, then there's Taka Din al Olam. So that will turn it into a Yontif. But Chamisha Osa B'Shvat is basically, it's just a time. It's like Echad Be'elul is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. It's a cut-off time. What is special about Chamisha Osa B'Shvat that is going to turn it into a Yontif just like the other four Rosh Hashanah? So there's no Amoridik Chsam Soifa in Tshuvas. Chsam Soifa in Tshuvas Simen Yudalet. The Chsam Soifa asks, as the Gemara has got a Shaila in Rosh Hashanah, Chamisha Osa B'Shvat, which Shvat do we count it from? Do we count it from Shvat Chodshei Halavona, the Yiddish Chodoshim, or do we count Shvat D'Tkufa? In other words, It's Chod She HaChama, that means it works with the seasons, it works with the Goshe Chadoshim. Which Shvat do we count it from? So the Gemara says that we count the Shvat from Chod She HaLevona, the Yiddish Shvat, that's how we count Shvat. So Chamish Asar B'Shvat, it won't be, just like the same Talamata is Shishim Yoyim Achat Kufa, so then in theory, Chamish Asar B'Shvat should be a place, I don't know how many days after Tkufa, and 90 days after Tkufa, let's say. No, we don't count it like that, we count Shvat of Chod She HaLevona. The Gemara clears another Shaila. When you got a Shonam Uberes, so why do you make the Shonam Uberes? Because the seasons are out. And we're trying to get Pesach into Chodesh Ha'aviv, into Zman Ha'aviv. So Mamela, the seasons are out. So where do we make then Rosh Hashanah Leilonos? Do we make it Chamisha Osa B'Shvat? Or do we make it Chamisha Osa B'Adar Rishon? Then, because that is really the new Shvat. Because the seasons are out. So the Gemara answers, no, it's always Chamisha Osa B'Shvat, it's always Chamisha Osa B'Shvat. So the Chassam Sofer asks, the Shaila is given a gute Shaila. Over the Shaila is, what is Gemara's Teretz? Why? What is the reason Chamisha Osa B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonos? The reason is, because then the Sraf is Oyle B'Ilon, and that gives the Ilon the Koyach to be Choynet. Now when is a Sraf Oyle B'Ilon? When the Gemara says, when Roiv Gishmi Shona have finished, and the warmer weather is starting, so then the Sraf is Oyle B'Ilon. So the Choyre, that is Toyle on the Metzias of the seasons. And the Metzias of the seasons, if it's cold or if it's hot. And the Chassam Sofer adds on to the Kasha, Moridike Kasha. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudches, the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol can't be one of the Sanhedrin to be Ma'abah the year. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol has got Negias. Why? He has to be Tovel in a mikveh on Yom Kippur, and he wants a mikveh to be warm and not to be cold. And if you ma'avah the year, then the mikveh, then you're pushing it off, and then the winter's already starting, and the water in the mikveh is going to be cold. So Mamela, you're not allowed to put a Kohen Gadol, is not allowed to be part of the Sanhedrin. It's Zok de Gemara on that. Of a Lemaisa, what is the difference? Yud Tishri, Yom Kippur is always Yud Tishri. So what's Nafkamin if you are Ma'abah the year, if you're not Ma'abah the year? So Zot the Gemara, Shma Mino Shata Bosa Yarche Ozil. As the seasons of the year don't change, if I call it Tishri, if I call it Cheshvin, if I call it Nisan, that's only the Chadoshim are like that. But the seasons of the year are going to stay the same seasons. So Mela Frekdach Sam Sofer, how can you always say that Shvat, Chamisha Osa B'Shvat, on that day, the Sraf is Oyle B'Ilon, goes into the trees and gives the trees a koyach to bring forth new peiros? The seasons haven't changed. Is Dr. Chassam Sofer a moiridike, moiridike yisoid? The Yishalmi says, Lekeil goyma olai. So the Shalmei explains, what's Lekeil Goyma Olai? In other words, the translation is, Lekeil, Hashem, his Goyma, he does things, Olai, like I want them. So what does that mean? So Shalmei says that if Sanhedrin decide when is Rosh Chodesh, so let's say somebody has to become Bar Mitzvah on Lamed Shvat. On Aleph Adar. He has to become Bar Mitzvah on Aleph Adar. So now, if you've got 29 days in Chodesh Shvat, so Aleph Adar, he'll be Bar Mitzvah. What will happen then on Aleph Adar? So the Gemara says, as somebody who becomes Bar Mitzvah, Chazaka, he brings Shteitzaras on that day. That's what happens. Chazaka, he brings Shteitzaras on that day and he becomes a Godel. If he'll eat Chaylev on that day, what will happen to him? B'chayiv Koras, we'll give him Malkus. Beis Din now decide that this day is not Aleph Adar. They are going to decide that it is Lamed Shvat. So what's going to happen to his Shteisaris? Ois, disappear. Yeah? What's going to happen to his Chaylev? Ois. I, the Metzias, told me that he is bar mitzvah on this day and he's brought Shtei Saras. No, the Metzias changes. The Kael Goyim Olai. Yeah, the Shalom has got a few more cases, but a Basula becomes a Basula when she becomes 3 years old. It all changes. When the Bezdin has got a koyach, the koyach HaTorah has got a koyach to change the Bria. In other words, you're saying that the Bria is Meshubah to the Torah. Whatever the Torah decides, that's what happens. So Zoktech Sam Soifa Amoridiki Yisoid here. That Chamisha Osa Beshvat, even so, it is Torah on seasons of the Koyach HaTorah, which the Torah decides that this is Shvat, and now the Sraf has to go into the trees, this is going to happen. Legaba, Sam Sefer says, Legaba the trees, it's going to happen today that the Sraf is going to be Oyle B'ilon. Even so, in the seasons of the year, it is out. Horaya from the Kohen Gadol, it is out. But Legaba the trees, the Sraf is going to change because the Bria is Meshubah to the Torah. And if the Torah says, today the Sraf goes into the Ilon, it's going to happen. Aye, the seasons, it doesn't work out with the seasons. It's Nishka Nafkamina. It's going to happen today. Aye, Sezoktech Sam Seifers, why is the mikveh of the Kohen Gadol called on Yom Kippur? I've changed it. Sezoktech Sam Seifer, the mikveh on Yom Kippur to be called for the Kohen Gadol is not negeir the Dina HaTorah. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos is negeir for Dina HaTorah when the Cheshbon HaMaaser start. So when it's negeir the Dina HaTorah, then the Bria is Meshubah to the Torah. If it's not negeir for Dina HaTorah, then the Bria is not Meshubah to the Torah. So Zoktech Sam Sofer, Rosh Chamisha Osa Beshvat, which is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, it is negeir the Dina HaTorah, so then the Bria is Meshubah to the Torah. If it's Meshubah to the Torah, then the Bria changes itself to Torah. So my father, the Chassadik Lebrocha, said, that is Pshat in the Gaon, why Chamisha Osa Beshvat is called a Yontav, is called a Rosh Hashanah, and is called a Yontav, like the other four Rosh Hashanahs, which the Olam is Nidden. The Pesach and Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, the Olam Nidden, they are a Yontav. Chamisha Osa Beshvat is also a Yontav. Why? Because in the four Rosh Hashanahs, the four times in the year that the Olam is Nidan, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is showing as Sedor Amalchus to the world. There is a ruler to the world. It isn't the world of Nishkan Teva. It's not carrying on like it was. There's somebody who's a Shalit on this world. And as Sedor Amalchus and a Memshala to this world. Sedor Akoyach Ruchni, Akoyach Elyon on this world. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the one which is manning this world. So when it comes to Chamisha Osa B'Shvat, it's the one day in the year that we see that the Torah is the one which rules the world. Not the world rules, the Torah is the one ruling the world. Because on this day, this is the only day in the year that we see in Metzias that the Bria is actually Meshubah to the Torah. And if this one day in the year we see that the Bria is Meshubah to the Torah, we see what is the Koyach. Which koyach has what is the koyach over the world? Is the Rabbeinu Shalom's koyach over the world? Just like the four times in the year when the Rabbeinu Shalom has done the world, the Rabbeinu Shalom shows that he is the moichel, he is the mashkiach, he is the one who decides everything on this world. So here on the same day on Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, we see who is the one which controls the world. Is the Torah is the one which controls the world, and not the Teva, and not the people who control the world. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Torah, is the one which controls the world. That's why today, Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos, it is a Yontav, just like the other Dalad Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara in Tanis says, the state in Pasuk, a Pasuk in Shoftim, the Gemara says, As it states the pasuk in Shoftim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, May dechsev, ki Adam eats asada. A person is a Adam eats asada. So the Gemara asks, v'chi Adam eats soda who? A person then is an eats soda. A person is a person. A nit can stick holds. And a nit can boim. A person is not the eats asada. So the Gemara, elam mishum dechsev, because it says in that pasuk, k'mu menu soichal. From that tree you should eat. And that tree you shouldn't cut down. So Dr. Gemara, Hoketzat, im Talmud Chochem Hogan hu, if he's a Talmud Chochem Hogan, memenu soichal, from that tree you should eat, v'oisoy loy sichras. So the Gemara is medama, a Talmud Chochem, to a eitz asoda. And the Gemara says, faket, on the Rosha is faket. So a Talmud Chochem is a Talmud Chochem is a dimyan to a tree. So what is the dimyan of a Talmud Chochem to a tree? What tchunas that a tree has got and a Talmud Chochem has got? So there's da muridikim malbim on the first capital in Tehillim. I think everybody knows this capital in Tehillim. Ashri ish ashle holach batzatzer shoyim v'derech hatoyim le'omad v'moshev leitzim le'yoshav kim besoyris Hashem chefzoy v'besoyroso yege yoimam v'loyla. This is a Talmud Chochem. Toyris Hashem chefzoy. His whole rotzen is Torah. And what does he think about the whole day? He thinks about Torah. So the moshel of this Talmud Chochem David HaMelech gives me. V'hoya ke'etz shosul al palgei moyim. He is like a tree which is planted on palge moyim, on streams of water. Asherpirio yitein beitoy, his fruit he'll give in his time. V'aleu lo yiboil, and its leaves won't dry out. V'choil asheyase yatzliach. Everything that this Talmud Chochem will do, he will be matzliachin. So the Malbim explains what's the moshel of a tree to a Talmud Chochem. What's a dimyan? What are the two things? So the Malbim says, the first dimyan is, a tree has got shroshim. A tree has got roots, and these roots give the tree the koyach to bring forth branches, gives it life, makes fruit grow. Everything comes from the roots of the tree. So in other words, the roots of the tree, that is the koyach behind the tree. So Zokta Malbim, a person has also got shroshim. Where are the person's shroshim? The person's shroshim are his seichel, his moyach. The moyach, the brain of the person, that is the thing which gives a person, that gives the body all the koyches, the movements, the seichel, everything, the das, everything comes from the brain. Zokta Malbim, so what is the difference between a tree and a person? A tree, the roots are at the bottom. A person, the roots are at the top. So what is the difference? Why is a person's roots at the top and a tree's roots is at the bottom? So Zokta Malbim, a person, what is the ikka of the person? The ikka of the person is that he's dovuk be'elyonim, that his machshavas are in the Rabbeinu Shleilam, his machshavas are in Torah, his machshavas is in Yerushalayim. So everything is coming from top. He's working his way down. The koichas are coming from the top, and it's working its way down to the bottom. It's bringing it down. A tree, it starts off from the Adoma, it comes up as Dovam or Gushem, you start off from the bottom, you work your way up. A person is Be'etzem, he is Min Al-Yonim. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Mem Omad Beis, the Gemara says, Adam is Roishoy B'mokem Tara, his head is in a Mokem Tara, the Noifoy, That means the rest of him is in mokem tumah, because that's the head of the person. He is starting, his roots are belyonim. His head is at the top. His rest of the body it comes down to this world. Zokte Malbim Amori de Kazach. That's kum tochois a rosha that he is machshovers or for olam hazeh and not for dvorim ruchniim. So where is his head? His head is in the ground. So Zokte Malbim, he's walking on his head. He's an upside down person. His head is at the bottom. He's a tree. He's a tree which is coming up from the bottom and not where he's coming up. His head, his machshavas are in the adoma, not belyonim. A person, his machshavas has to be belyonim, and it comes down to the bottom here. Izokt Malbin. So that's one dimion of a tree to a person. But as we all know, there is Boyer Pri Adoma, and there is Boyer Pri Hoetz. So Boyer, something, because Boyer Pri Adoma has also got roots. But the David HaMelech made the dimion not to a Yerek, which has got roots. He made the dimion to a tree. Now what is, and the Gemara in Tanis also says, Odom Eitz HaSodah. A person, a Talmud Chochem, is Eitz HaSodah. He didn't say it is a strawberry. He didn't tell me it is a potato. He told me the pasuk tells me he's a tree. So Zokta Malbim. So what is the tchunas of a tree different than a yerek? So as we all know, what defines if something is boyer pri eitz or boyer pri adoma? So the tour in Siman Reish Gimel brings two shittas in Rishonim. One shitta in Rishonim is that if it dies totally in the winter and no roots are left, that makes it Boyer Pri Adoma. The other shitta in Rishonim is that even so, the roots are still kayam, but if the whole plant dies in the winter, that makes it into Boyer Pri Adoma. So there's two. So basically, what's the difference between a tree, which you make boyer pri eitz on, and a yerek, or whatever, something which you make boyer pri adoma on, a fruit which you make boyer pri adoma on? One dies away in the winter, and the other one stays over in the winter. Zokta Malbim. A rosha. So if you look at a tree, it lasts for the winter. So the tree, as it is also a being. That means, besides for the fruit, besides for the leaves that the tree gives, the tree in itself is something. Masha Einkein, something which dies every year, in itself, it's nothing. It's only here to produce some fruit. Let's take the strawberry plant. Yeah, the strawberry plant dies every year. Yeah, the shroshim stay, the roots stay in the ground, but the plant dies. So what is the strawberry plant here for every year? It's here to give me strawberries. After the strawberries are gone, I'm also gone. The plant's gone. There's others which give seeds. After the seeds are gone, the plant's gone. So the whole tachlis of this whole plant was for one only thing, to reproduce. That was the tachlis of a yerek. Masha ein kein a tree, besides for the tachlis of reproducing, it's got a tachlis on its own, that I am a tree. I am here. So zokte Malbim. A rosha, he'll come to this world. What will he do in this world? He'll have children. He'll make money. After he's gone, what is left? Nothing left. What's left? Yeah, his children will be left. His money will be left, but all he was here for was only to produce. A Talmud Chacham, a Tzaddik, even after he's left this world, but he is always here. His Torah, his Masim Tovim, those will be Le'olam Kayim. He always stays. A Talmud Chacham is like a tree, that he is always here. It's not only his fruit are here, not only his children are here, his Masim Tovim, he is always Kayim. Yeah, the Tanoim, the Amoraim, the Rishonim, the Achronim, they are still Kayim by us. The Chofetz Chaim is still here. His Mishabura is still here. His Svarim are still here. The Chazon Ish is still here. Everything, Talmid Chachomim, their mitzvahs, their Ma'asim Tovim, they're here on this world. Yeah, there is those which we don't remember anymore, but they're Kayim in Gan Eden. Oh, but they're Kayim. A Rosh after he's gone, it's gone. Nothing was left to him.
Mitzvot. You don't point him as a Rasa, but he's doing not Mitzvot. That's why it's Tovlo or Rasa.
Yeah.
Why is Tovlo or Rasa?
We're Tovlo in this world.
Yes,
if Tovlo in this world, because he's going to get Schar in this world, but after that, he'll be gone. Yeah, so there's nothing left of him. If we've got time, so the Malbim says, Nachazach, eight shosul. What is the difference between shosul and natua? More you find in the pasuk, a tree is natua, planted, and sometimes you find it the word shosul. It's been placed here. Shosul, it's been placed here. What is the difference between shosul and natua? Zokta Malbim, natua means this was the original spot where it was planted. Shosul means it was planted in a different spot, and now I've transferred it here. That's shosul. So Zokta Malbim, that's the difference between a tree and a yerek. If you uproot a tree with its roots, you can replant it elsewhere. You can even take it to America if you want. Yeah, you can replant it. As long as the tree doesn't dry out, you can replant it elsewhere. If you uproot a yerek or anything like that, a boyer pri adoma, if you uproot it, a grass, if you uproot it, finished. You can't replant it. It's impossible to replant it. A tree is replantable. Is Zokta Malbim beautiful? A Talmud Chacham, even if you uproot him, let's say, so to say, from this world, he gets replanted of Yenavelt. He is something to replant. Masha Einkein, a Rosha, once you uproot him from this world, his kola bola v'rod v'reit shachas. There's nothing left to him. It can't be replanted. A Talmud Chacham, he's an eighth shosel. The next thing Zokta Malbim is al palge moyim. A Talmud Torah, a tree which is al palge moyim gives is always kseida giving off fruits. It's got plenty of schoir of koyach lechos. Moisture to give off fruit. Torah is nimshul olamayim. If a Talmud Chacham, he's got a palge mayim, he goes with him, a oitzer of Torah goes with a Talmud Chacham. So wherever he goes, he's always got palge mayim, he's always got the stream, the amas hamayim, to go with him, and he can always produce. And in Gan Eden, he also goes with the Torah. Yeah, coming to Gan Eden, he asks you in Gan Eden, Kra Masha Shenisa, read for us what you've learned. So Sadol Nimadat Torah in Yoshev Yeshiva Shamaila, He comes with the Torah, like the Gemara says by Yehuda, that he davened, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Yehuda, they should be zeicher, they should be able to learn Torah and argue in Torah and the Sukkah Shmaitza Libba the Hilchus in Bezin and Shemala. Talmud Chacham goes with his Torah. He's always got the Palgamayim with him. Is the pasuk goes vayta Shapira Yitim Beitoy, because he's always got all these milers, so it's always his peiros, because he is a tree, he is a main thing. It's not like a yerek it dies, it's not his peiros, it's a new plant every year. Shapira Yitim Beitoy veleu lo yibul, he'll never dry up. And v'choil asheyase yatzliach. So zot the Malvin, what's v'choil asheyase yatzliach? So he says that the Rebbeinu Shleilam will give him koiches that should enable him to learn Torah. The Rebbeinu Shleilam will give him gezunt. The Rebbeinu Shleilam will give him panasa. The Rebbeinu Shleilam will give him everything. Obviously, don't know chazach. As kol netiyos shenoitim yu kemoischa. As everybody knows, the Gemara in Tanis, Ilon b'maya v'rechecha. What bracha can I give at Ilon? Yeah, perisecho mesukim tzilcho noe amasamayim oiveres tachtecho b'mea avarechecho. Which bracha can I give you? Is zot the Gemara shekol netiyos yinoitim yu kemoischa. So zot the Malbim, this is another mile which a tree has got. As if you take a plant off a yerek, and you try to replant it, nothing's going to happen. Yeah, it'll be dead. Masha Enkein, if you take a branch off a tree and you replant it, out comes another tree. Is that a mila of a tree? It's got the koiches, not only if you uproot the tree and you take it with its shroshim, it can make another tree. Even if you take a branch of a tree, it has also got the koiches. So that's the brocha of a choyla sheyase yatzliach, as kol netiyo sheyunoitim yu kemoischa, as the Talmud Chacham has got this brocha that his Talmidim, his children, which he will be in the Teah, will be Yil Kemoischa. So that is the Eilon, the Rosh Hashanah Leilonus. So the very interesting kasha from Satmarov. Satmarov fregt amori dike kasha. There's Chamisha Osa Beshvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilonus. Shvuos ha'olam nidan al peiros Eilon. What do we do on Chamisha Osa Beshvat? We eat fruit. Hazor shteit the Mogen Avraham, the Mogen Avraham brings down a tikkun yisocha that noyegin or Ashkenazim to eat fruit lahabes mina peres and chamish also b'shvat. What do we do on Shavuos? We decorate it with trees. Yeah, we bring trees into the shul. So freik the Satmarov, we are ipcha mistabra. On Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, we should bring trees into shul, and on Shavuos, which is Rosh Hashanah Leperes Eilon, we should eat fruit. And what do? We eat on Rosh Hashanah Leilonos, we eat fruit, and on Shavuos, which is for Peres Eilon, we bring in trees. We mamish faket. We should do faket. Chamesh Osa B'Shvat. Bring trees into our houses, into the shul, and on Shavuos we should eat fruit. Make a fruit flan. So the Satmarov says a moiridikavot. The greatest shvach for the Ilon is if it's given off good fruit. So we'll be Meshabeach the Ilon. The Ilon is good. Why? Because I've given the Peiros. What makes good Peiros? A good Ilon makes good Peiros. So Zokta Satmarov. The Shavuos is Nidan al Peiros the Ilon. But what is the cause for the Peiros Eilon? The good tree. So we're davening on Shavuos that should be done the Ilonus. The Ilonus should be good. If the Ilonus is good, then the Peres are good. On Chamisha Oseh B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonus. We'll bring Meshabeach the Ilonus. How will we bring Meshabeach the Rabbeinu Shem the Ilonus? We're eating its Peres. By eating its Peres, we're showing how the trees are good. So our avoda is to become Ilonus. If we're Ilonus, then we'll have the bracha of v'choyl asheyas yatzliach, and we'll give off be'ez Hashem yisborach good peiros. Now, just to be mesayim with a dva halacha. Now, we know there is dine kedima in brachas. There's boirim in amazonas comes before boirim priyates. So if you have to make boirim in amazonas or boirim priyates, you always make a boirim in amazonas first. Boire priyates and shakol nebedvoroi is boire priyates comes before shakol nebedvoroi. Why? Because shakol nebedvoroi is a brocha keleles, and boire priyates is a brocha mevureres. That means it's more specific. Where I'm being mishabeach the Rabbeinu Shlom, so that brocha comes first. So now there's a shaila in Rishonim, a machlokes Rishonim, boirei pri ha'eitz and boirei pri ha'adama. Which one comes first? Does boirei pri ha'eitz come before the boirei pri ha'adama or not? So the Rosh holds that boirei pri ha'eitz and boirei pri ha'adama are equal, and if you've got a shaila, boirei pri ha'eitz, boirei pri ha'adama, you can do what you want. The Bahag holds that boirei pri ha'eitz is more mevureres, more than boirei pri ha'adama. The reason is because boirei pri ha'adama is koilol also trees and yirokos. Masha'en kein boirei pri ha'eitz is a shvach for trees. That is, as we've heard, that trees is a maila over yirokos. So maila that shvach is bigger. So the boirei pri ha'eitz comes before the boirei pri ha'adama. But so lemaisa, lahalacha lemaisa, we hold meikir hadin. We hold that they are equal. Boyer pri ha'eitz and boyer pri ha'adama are equal. But lachatchila we are choishes for the shita of the bahag, and boyer pri ha'eitz it comes before boyer pri ha'adama. But there's also other dine kedima in brachas. There is choviv, something which you like better, you make a bracha on that first. And there is Shivas Haminim that also comes first. So Mamelas, even so, we are choishes lechatchile for Shittas HaBahag, which the Bahag holds, that Boyer Pri Eitz and Boyer Pri Adoma, Boyer Pri Eitz comes before Boyer Pri Adoma. If Lu Yitzuya, the Boyer Pri Adoma is more choviv to you. Now let's say you like bananas better than the apple, or you like peanuts better than the apple, so then you won't make boirei pri ha'eitz on the apple first and then boirei pri ha'adama. You'll make boirei pri ha'adama and then boirei pri and then boirei pri ha'eitz. That's only b'di'evet if you actually made a bracha on it. But chatchila, you haven't got das. When you make a bracha on the strawberry, you haven't got das to patu your apple. Yeah, that's not li chatchila dekadas. So the problem, what will happen if you got shivas aminim? So lu yitzuya, you got shivas aminim. So let's say I'm not going into the halacha here, but if you say on puffed wheat, on sugar puffs, you make a boirei pri ha'adama on it. So you're going to have apple and sugar puffs. And the sugar puffs, you make a boirei pri ha'adama on it. So now the shivas haminim is more choshev than the boirei pri ha'eitz. So you'll make the boirei pri ha'adama, let's say, on the sugar puffs, if you make a sugar puffs boirei pri ha'adama. And then you'll make a boirei pri ha'eitz on the apple. Because the sugar puffs is puffed wheat, as wheat is one of the Shivas Haminim. So that comes before. Oh, so now there's another Shaila. If you've got something which is, you usually like it, usually Choviv, and the other thing, the Boyer Priya ate, is Choviv Ato. Now you want to eat. Now you prefer more the Boyer Priya ate. So let's say you've got grape, which now you want to eat grapes, and the Boyer Priya Doma is a peanut. So usually you like peanuts better than grapes, but now you want to eat the grapes. You prefer grapes now. So then the Mishnah Berurah says that the Boyer Priya 8 comes before the Boyer Priya Doma.